Hello.
Hello, good evening, ma'am. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Sure. What company are you calling from? Who's organizing the survey?
Yes, ma'am. We're calling from Metro Research, ma'am, and it's mostly about transportation in Atlanta. All right. My first question to you, ma'am, would be just for to make sure we have a representative sample. What is the year of your birth?
Sure, it's 1989.
Perfect. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
A master's degree.
Great. Would you say you're of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, I'm not.
All right, ma'am. What would you consider your race to be?
My race is Black. My ethnicity is Nigerian.
No problem, ma'am. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president?
Joe Biden.
Okay. Are you registered to vote in the city of Atlanta?
Yes, I am.
Okay, ma'am. Well, below is a list of issues. I just want you to tell me three that are most important to you. I have inflation and the cost of living, public transportation, education, abortion access, crime, traffic, jobs and the economy, immigration, racism and discrimination, climate change and the environment. Any of those? Any three that stand out?
That's a lot. Wait, three, they're the most important. They're all so important. So
would you
just want me to name my top three?
Yes. Would you like me to read them again?
Yeah. Say it one more time, please.
Sure. Inflation and cost of living, public transportation, education, abortion access, crime, traffic, jobs in the economy, immigration, racism and discrimination, climate change and the environment.
For me, I would say inflation and the economy, education access. I know you said just said education, but education access. You didn't say anything about healthcare. Is that an option?
No,
like
we didn't
affordable
mention
healthcare?
It. But that's okay. We didn't mention it, but you did cover it three, so that's good, ma'am. But moving on, ma'am, when thinking about the direction in which each of the following are headed, generally speaking, ma'am, I just want to know if you're satisfied or dissatisfied. For example, the city of Atlanta, would you say you're satisfied or dissatisfied thinking about the direction in which it's headed?
I would say I'm satisfied.
All right. Would you say somewhat dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
No, I said satisfied. Satisfied.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Very satisfied or somewhat satisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
What about the Atlanta region? How did you feel about the direction which it's headed? Satisfied or dissatisfied?
When you say Atlanta
region? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wait, I don't really understand the question. The first one was city of Atlanta.
Uh-huh, and the second one is Atlanta region. Uh-huh, the Atlanta region. When thinking about the
like surrounding suburbs?
Oh, no, it doesn't specify, ma'am. It just says the Atlanta region. Mm-hmm. And it's asking if you feel you're satisfied or dissatisfied in which direction in which it's heading. Uh-huh.
I would say, yeah, for the most part, I'm satisfied. So I would say somewhat satisfied.
Okay, ma'am. What about Georgia? Would you feel you're satisfied or dissatisfied with the direction in which it's heading?
For that one, I am... Georgia as a whole? I think I'm kind of dissatisfied with Georgia as a whole. Somewhat dissatisfied. So D-I-S.
Okay, no
for
problem.
For Georgia as a whole, yeah.
No problem, ma'am. Well, we just want to rate how you feel about some people, some groups of people or ideas using a scale of a 0 to 10. 10 means that you feel very favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very unfavorable towards them. You can use any number between a 0 and a 10. For example, Governor Brian Kemp from a 0 to a 10. How much would you rate him?
0 is unfavorable.
Zero means that you have a very unfavorable opinion towards them. 10 means you have a very favorable opinion towards them.
I think I would give him a 4.
A 4. What about artificial intelligence companies from a 0 to a 10?
Maybe a 6.
A 6. What about Martha Trains from a 0 to a 10? Hello?